Track 10. 10 things to do in and around the Burnhams. This month we are off to North Norfolk and exploring the beautiful villages around the River Burn.
1. Catch a glorious sunset over Sir Salt Marshes. The salt marshes around Burnham Overy Staithe are known for their wide skies and magical sunsets. Bring a blanket, find a spot near the coastal path and watch the sun sink into the sea behind the silhouette of anchored boats. It's one of the most peaceful, breathtaking experiences the Norfolk coast has to offer. And entirely free. 2. Discover Creek Abbey. A few miles south of Burnham Market lies the ruins of Creek Abbey, a 13th century Augustinian abbey. Entry is free. Next door is an array of lifestyle stores housed in converted outbuildings, including Kellingholme & Friends, Woven & New Vintage, Cape Vanilla and Hive Norfolk, plus the Barn Cafe. And the abbey is home to a hugely popular farmers' market, which is held on the first Saturday of the month, except January. History and indulgence in one perfect stop. 3. Walk from Burnham Overy Staithe to the beach. For a serene slice of Norfolk, take the scenic 1.5 mile walk from Burnham Overy Staithe to the beach. The path crosses salt marshes and sand dunes teeming with wildlife. It's especially magical at sunset, and you may spot seals offshore. This stretch is part of the Norfolk Coast Path and remains beautifully unspoilt, a secret gem compared to busier nearby beaches. 4. Visit the birthplace of Lord Nelson, Burnham Thorpe. Just a mile or so from Burnham Market, Burnham Thorpe is the birthplace of Britain's naval hero, Admiral Lord Nelson. Visit All Saints Church, where his father was rector, and where Nelson himself worshipped. Though the original parsonage is long gone, the Lord Nelson pub remains a popular historical stop, decked in naval memorabilia and full of character. 5. Indulge at Burnham Market's delicious restaurants. Foodies should not miss number 29, a stylish restaurant in the heart of Burnham Market, known for its open-fire cooking and locally sourced menus. The owners even raise their own pigs nearby. The courtyard is a real highlight in summer, and the cocktail list is one of the best in the region. As the name suggests, Socius, which offers an ever-changing seasonal array of snacks and sharing plates, is a great place for get-togethers and comes recommended by the Michelin Guide. 6. Spot wildlife at Scolthead Island National Nature Reserve. Accessible from Burnham Overy Staithe by boat or on foot at low tide if you're adventurous, take care, Scolthead Island is a haven for birdwatchers and nature lovers. Managed by the National Trust and Natural England, it's home to terns, oyster catchers and rare plants. Bring binoculars and good walking shoes and respect the wildlife. It's remote, raw and stunningly beautiful. 7. Paddleboarding or sailing at Burnham Overy Staithe. With its tidal creeks and gentle waters, Burnham Overy Staithe is a brilliant spot for paddleboarding, kayaking or sailing. Lessons and rentals are available locally, and on a calm day, gliding through the marshes is both peaceful and exhilarating. Keep an eye out for seals and marsh harriers. The creek fills and empties dramatically with the tide, so plan accordingly. 8. Discover Holcombe Hall and Estate. Just a short drive from Burnham Market, magnificent Holcombe Hall is an 18th century Palladian-style mansion set in 25,000 acres. Built by the Cook family, it remains privately owned and still operates as a working estate. Explore the house's opulent interiors, the walled garden, or rent a bicycle to cycle the grounds. Autumn is a particularly lovely time to visit. 9. Explore Burnham Market. Burnham Market is often called Chelsea-on-Sea thanks to its chic boutiques, art galleries and stylish eateries. With its beautiful Georgian village at its heart, browse independent shops like Anna, Gunhill Clothing and Gurney's Fish Shop, or stop for a bite at the Host Arms, an historic inn once frequented by Lord Nelson's father and more recently became a real celebrity hotspot. The village oozes relaxed sophistication and is perfect for a lazy afternoon of browsing, sipping and people-watching. 10. Visit Burnham Deepdale. St Mary's Church in Burnham Deepdale is known for its Saxon round tower, Norman font and collection of medieval stained glass and is usually open to visitors daily from around 9 a.m. until dusk. The village is also home to Dalegate Market, which has a cafe, shops and galleries, plus an array of pop-up shops between March and September. The award-winning eco-friendly Deepdale Camping and Rooms is a great place to stay if you want an outdoorsy short break or holiday. Its dark skies make it great for stargazing, and it's ideally located if you're walking the Norfolk Coast Path.